This is our Georgia Health News weekly segment. I'm Victoria Knight.
And I'm Andy Miller.
So, Andy, this week we're focusing on the Affordable Care Act and open enrollment. Enrollment for the insurance exchange market opened this past Wednesday on November 1st. But with all the talk in Washington about repealing the ACA, I think a lot of consumers might be confused about what's actually going on. So first off, let's address the question that I think a lot of people might still have. Is the Affordable Care Act still in place, and are people still mandated to have insurance?
Victoria, there's a lot of people who think that it got repealed and replaced somehow, and there's a lot of people who think that that requirement for them to get insurance has gone away. Neither is the case. The ACA is still operational. The exchange has opened up, ready for business. And yes, generally, people do need to have health insurance, or they will have to pay a tax penalty at the end of the year. So there is indeed a lot of confusion over this, but people do need to know that they need to have insurance. And in the exchange, we want to remind people, is for people who don't have job-based coverage or government coverage like Medicaid or Medicare.
Okay, and is there anything that's particularly different about this year's marketplace?
Quite a few things that are different. One is the enrollment time has been cut in half, and so the open enrollment time will end midway through December, December 15th. Before, it was twice as long under the previous Obama administration. There are also going to be higher premiums for people. Now, let me just say that 90% of people in the exchange get subsidies to afford those premiums, to bring down the net cost of those premiums. And so those people, those 90%, will not feel the effect of those higher premium increases. It's going to be the 10% who make, let's say, if you're an individual, make more than $48,000. Those are the people that are really going to get socked with some sticker shock in terms of 50% higher premiums for them. But most people will not see much difference in their net cost versus this current year.
Okay, and is there anything else you think Georgians need to know about signing up for insurance if they are planning to sign up on the insurance exchange market?
Their choices of health plans is going to be less, with Blue Cross pulling out of much of the state of Georgia and Humana getting out entirely of the exchange business, that there's going to be fewer insurers to pick from. But they also should know many consumers will be able to get pretty cheap coverage if they get these subsidies that bring down the cost of premiums. So people need to shop early and shop within whether it's a bronze plan, silver plan, or a gold plan, is to be able to compare what their coverages are going to be and what their prices are.
And Andy, looking ahead, do we have any better idea of what might be happening with the Affordable Care Act?
Victoria, I think it's safe to say that we will still see attempts to repeal and replace it. We already know that the president wants to get rid of that mandate for people to have insurance coverage. And so we're going to see attempts not only just to take a look and get rid of certain provisions of the ACA, but we'll probably see more legislation to try to get rid of the whole thing.
All right, Andy. Well, I think that wraps it up for this week. Thanks for talking with me.
Glad to do it.
That's Andy Miller with Georgia Health News. I'm Victoria Knight with the WUGA Health Desk. You can listen to this episode and past episodes on our website at wuga.org. Any opinions expressed in this program are not necessarily the views of WUGA.